there?
It is.
8-4.
Very pretty. When you went 8-4, it's very pretty.
Always.
Just what Niemann did overall, and then specifically in the sixth inning.
He was outstanding. He was really good. Fastball up a little bit. I'd still like to see the fastball down where he wants to on a more consistent basis, but really good curveball. Good curveball, a couple good splits mixed in, but primarily good fastball curveball tonight. And I really, once he brought the curveball into the mix, he had better, easier but better turns per at bat with their hitters.
And how about his escape job in the sixth?
Yeah, it was magnificent. He had really good stuff, and I thought he was in pretty good order. I mean, the 3-1 count in Betancourt, that's a big moment right there. It's a fly ball to right field, and he threw like 30-some pitches in that inning, so that was going to be it. I didn't want him to go back out after that. I know it was like 85 to finish, but it worked out well with Reggiano with the pinch hit. But that was a long, long inning for him, coming off of what he had, the injury. The back seemed to be a non-issue, so... It was a really, really strong first day back.
Yeah, what does that do for a player's confidence when he's not injured and when he, you know, after having a long time with an injury, to come back just
and to pitch that well really does gets you going in the right direction. There's no question about that, because you're always going to have those little negative thoughts in the back. You know that you got to squash somehow, eject somehow, and I'd like to believe that what he did tonight is going to really. You know, bolster his confidence a bit and get him ready for his next outing. It was really good for the first time.
Kind of bizarre how the tone of the game, and you're in a close-scoring game, and then it just turned in some kind.
Yeah, I mean, and these guys, they're at bats. They made it really difficult with their foul balls. Their foul balls were incredible. They just kept fouling off two-strike pitches, getting to deep counts. They obviously do not quit, and they're a very good team because of all of that. I mean, they're very scary at the plate. They grind it out, so that's why they're playing so well. But that was the big issue with the relief pitchers. They just kept fouling. They kept fouling some pitches out, getting to the next pitch. Of course, Ramos' outing, really, that kind of set back the bullpen. That did not want to have to do all that. But it ended up, they had to go for all the ones with the knee, because you could really feel the momentum on the field, ready to shift back.
Did Sam just not have good stuff?
You know, like he said, if his wife had been listening... It may have caused a miscarriage. Just to hear him out there warming up. That was, I had no other choice. I mean, I didn't want to bring Joel in there. And, you know, the phones are really not loud here, so we're trying to communicate. No, we want to do the other thing. And by Sam going out warm up, I mean, Cesar was definitely warmed up by that time. He was fine.
You know, the time, Sam.
Yeah, Sam just provided that, and he provided a lot of... interesting moments for the guys on the bench. I mean, it's something to talk about. They'll talk about it for a couple of days. They came back in. Of course, he had great stuff. The kids are just saying, "Oh, good he looked." All the, you know, the typical nonsense that's going to happen after a moment like that.
What would have had to happen for him to actually throw a pitch that counted?
How many?
Pesar would have had to fallen down, or
right? No, Joel was ready too. So we had two pitches ready at that moment. He had no chance to throw a pitch like that. I can see the Brewers looking over there. What is going on? The ball was not in the report.
There's no rule that he actually had to throw a pitch in 2:30 in the game.
Yeah, he was a pinch hitter.
Right,
that's
what I'm saying. So
he was in the game.
That relieved you from that responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. He was already in the game.
Did he get a game pitched on his career stats? I don't know.
One pitch, I mean, all the midfielders are begging for one pitch, you know, but you can't do that. You don't want to incite the other team in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And I was concerned about that to begin with. You know, by having to do that, I'm worried about inciting them, because there was no disrespect to the Brewers. It was just a matter of the way that happened so quickly, moving it on to the next guy.
And what happened with the hit batter?
I mean, Bob said that he intentionally got in front of that pitch. That's the ruling. I didn't see it. I have no idea what it looked like from in front or behind.
And that becomes a strike then?
Right, it's ball. It's ball, yeah.
Joe Longoria, the home run today, a couple of hits. I mean, when do you start to think, he's getting out of whatever he's been
doing? Well, I like, you know, what was it, versus Diller, the sidearmer, getting a big knock against him, which is not easy. I mean, this guy's a submariner, throwing 88 miles an hour, you're struggling. It's the last guy in the world you want to see, absolutely. So I think that knock right there might have picked him up a little bit. And then, of course, the home run was a big play. But that's the kind of stuff that can get you moving in the right direction right there, I believe. He was out for early work today. He's a definite grinder. You'll never hear an excuse out of his mouth. And holds himself to high standards. So he's going to get hot. He's going to get real hot.
Before the game, you were talking about some of the things you needed to get the team going. Two of the three came true. Like Davis couldn't play. So yeah, Neiman getting better.
Yeah,
Dawson. So
right, exactly. I mean, yeah, Newman threw really. Like I said, that exceeded my expectations. It really did. I didn't anticipate that stuff, that sharpness, that deep into the game. I mean, Miracle League game, he would have pitched into the seventh inning possibly right there. It was all there for him.
Yeah, that's what his effectiveness getting out of trouble, that's kind of what you were saying you need.
Right, you need that, and the other thing was his pitch efficiency, which that was a hallmark of his when he was doing really well in the last couple of years. He was like 50-some pitches in the fifth inning or something ridiculous like that. Yeah, so that told me that he was on task. And then, of course, the 35-pitch inning, but he didn't cave in. I like the look. I like the demeanor. I like the fact he was not getting too quick, and he was not losing his composure. Everything was good. And a couple strikeouts and the curveball were huge. I loved the curveball tonight.
So this was a doubly encouraging game. Everything about it, you got critical hitting.
Yeah, I mean, you got the Brewers who are really good at home. We got a guy coming off the DL. We have not been scoring runs, but we do on the road. I mean, check us out. We do score on the road. I don't. It's really a very manic situation back at home, but we play better offense on the road. They're good. We think we're good. Come up here. They play well at home. We got a guy coming off of the DL. Interesting game. And it was, their guy was really good. Maverson?
Maverson,
he was very good.
Did you set the rotation, or you didn't talk to them?
Yeah, we did. Thank you. Shields, Davis. Shields, Davis.
You just flipped Shields and Davis.
Right. And that has something to do with what's going to happen after that. We're not denigrating Davis. It's about something we want to do later. So
right.
Put Shields,
keep Shields on five this time, right. And I'll pick up an extra day later.
Right. Exactly. All right, guys. Have a good evening.
And what has
my pleasure.
What has been the leading theory about holding Evan back? Is it in the side?